Tabletop Time.
I'm Dave.
I'm Jen.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Jeremy.
And today we are in for the thrilling conclusion of our Stargate RP, the episode 4. But really, it's part 2 of the second part. So if you haven't watched any of the previous episodes, you only need to watch the most recent beyond this episode and you'll know what's going on. We don't know what we're naming it yet.
It'll be something cool, though. If you can't tune in to us on YouTube, we are also available on podcasts, where you find all good podcasts, usually. But check out itstabletoptime.com/podcast to get all the links.
Okay. That sounds good. Also, what sounds good is Becca telling us what happened in the last episode.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So we have arrived at this, like, ancient Greece style city, we are just it's just like a routine sort of visit, and we have come with a whole bunch of vials as cures for this disease that has suddenly reappeared.
That is very accurate.
Yeah.
Anyone have us in the bed? That was my attempt at saying, does anyone else have anything they would like to add? My mouth is full of chocolate and it's like gumming it together.
Well, at the end of the last episode, we were getting, they have this, is it the yearly festival?
A yearly festival.
Yes, a yearly festival.
We're all doing good today.
We've all got chunky now.
And that is coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bit daunting.
We have to save this girl who's going to be
Andrew Machi Stavrilli.
Yes.
That's a name.
Cool. All right, let's get into it. So you were heading.
So I wanted to go into the town square and kind of check out where it was all going to happen.
Yeah. All right, so you have quickly directed down into the town, the temple district, where the Festival of the Bull will be tomorrow.
Yep.
It's mid-afternoon when you get there, and there are people setting up for the festival. Lots of street market stalls and sort of pavilions and flags. And there's even a circular, what looks like a ring being put up, like a ring of fences being put up in the middle of the room.
Okay. Is there a particular place where I can... Actually, are we kind of perceived as, like, friendly to most people here?
Yeah, you're foreign. Well, you're getting some cold looks by people, which you wouldn't have thought you would be getting.
Okay.
But the majority of people are looking upon you with favourable eyes.
Okay, so I want to approach someone that's probably setting up but doesn't seem cold towards me and just be like, hey, howdy, how you going today?
Hail to you, Outlander.
Look, if you don't mind, we're thinking of maybe coming to see what your festival is tomorrow. We're super excited and just really want to, you know, get involved a little bit and just, you know, watch from the outsides. I was wondering if you could, like, give me a little tour and just tell me what's going on.
Destiny roll on that bloody tour, 18. Yes, if you would be so kind as to help me finish setting up my pavilion, I'd be happy to take you around. Anything for the honored guests.
Absolutely, darling.
Cool. Oh,
give him a hand?
How can I help?
You don't know.
Okay.
They're androgynous. So go on. What did you say? I completely missed that, Jeremy.
How can I help?
Oh, just help me with these, putting up this pavilion. And sort of they're putting up the last bit of a pole, and then it's sort of putting a shade sail across.
Actively help and
do my best. They pretty quickly help you set that up.
Where would you like to go? My name is Bansabira. Bansabira. I was trying to work out how to pronounce that while I was reading it. Bansabira. You can call me Ban.
I just kind of want to know, like, where everything's going to happen, like, where to get the best seats, and the whole sacrifice and business, where that's all going to go down.
Oh, the sacrifice.
Yeah.
That will happen in the labyrinth beneath the Grand Temple.
Is there, like, an entrance to that, or how does that work exactly?
They gesture up the stairs to a large, massive temple with bull statues. It's like this is all being set up at the foot of those stairs.
The entrance is inside the temple.
Okay. Oh, and does anyone go in there, or is it just the person?
There will be many of the priests inside tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
with the girl.
Is it currently open to the public, or is it closed?
No, the temples are sealed in the days before the festival. All the priests and priestesses get ready for the... it is tradition.
Yeah, right. Okay. And then just to sort of keep up the act, just like where they show their dance, where they do blah, blah, blah. Just how are the nights run, basically? Well, the day, sorry, is run.
The main event will be all over, where they run the bulls down the streets, but also the bull jumping will occur. And she, I'm doing more of a female voice, but I'm not saying what they are. gesture to the sort of, what did they say? It was like a ring?
Ring
of fences?
Yep.
That will be where the bull jumping occurs.
If you don't mind me asking, do you guys have many accidents or many casualties?
Of course. Every year some are gored. Those who fail in their attempts to wow the crowd. A bull is a dangerous beast. It's why we revere it, so.
Yeah, right. Wow. Okie dokie. Yeah, look, well, I won't keep you too much longer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. May you enjoy the festival.
You too.
Do stop by my store and buy some delicious grilled meat.
Oh, I hear that apalm stuff is, hey, that's mighty good as well. Maybe you should try connoisseuring some of that stuff up.
Oh, I already do. One of my prized menu items is the skewered meat and aplomb kebab. Sweet and salty go together well.
Mm. It sounds awfully nice. Maybe I will have to try that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's a little shish kebab. Cool.
Okay, great.
And you leave Ban Sabira.
Yep.
Cool. Do we want to, like, start... So check out this temple in more depth prior to the festival.
Is there any? It's up quite high, isn't it? And there's just one staircase leading up to it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's sort of like multiple staircases. Mm. It's very kind central like to the town. No, kind of like. I guess okay, kind of like a pyramid. Yeah.
Yeah.
But more like the Mount Olympus.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Stone steps on all sides leading up to a big pavilion temple.
Yeah.
Okay. Mean, if you want to go scout it out, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Scouting out the temple?
Yep.
Make a perception checks.
Everyone?
Everyone gets an opportunity to scout.
Cassandra's not very perceptive.
That was terrible.
That was a one.
One success.
Two.
Two successes for Cassandra, and Becca gets two successes.
Yep.
Two successes. You sort of circle the temple and spend an hour looking around the various streets, ups and downs. There's a lot of people around getting set up for the next day, but you find all the doors to the temple are sealed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few guards out the front in temple attire, robes and such, but... Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any obvious way in or out except for the entrances.
Cool. Are there any open windows?
No.
Cool.
No.
Cool.
No windows, right. As this society doesn't know what glass is.
Yeah, sometimes they just have a cutout of a
cutout. Yeah, no, this temple doesn't. It's sealed. You think? Yeah, it's sealed.
Yeah, that's
cool. It actually, you imagine that it's open to the sky.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But there's walls and then like big Greek columns, but then you don't think there's a roof.
Yeah. Cool.
If I look on my map, is there anything that could potentially, be a different entrance that's lower? Because obviously it goes down,
right? Not that's marked, yeah. So okay. It doesn't seem
nothing.
It actually seems like it's built with the lay of the land. So it's not that there's...
Yeah.
Obviously there is supposedly a labyrinth beneath it. But, there's no obvious entrances. Cool.
Should we maybe go see if we can talk to the girl? I don't know where she's being kept, but it might be worth looking out.
Probably not a bad idea.
Information you had said that pretty much anyone involved in the temple proceedings would be unavailable until tomorrow.
Is they're she in there?
Daughter of the high priest.
Okay, great. Cool, never mind. Okay, so I guess, how are we going to do this? Does anyone have any ideas?
Well, I did mention the potentially capturing somebody who has this touch disease, but is that productive in any way in our mission here?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. The main problem being that might happen tomorrow. Well, sorry, day after tomorrow. But we need to deal with tomorrow as well. So I don't know if we should infiltrate maybe or find a way to sneak in. Mm. I don't know. But we might have to split up.
Yeah.
Mm. I turn to Lockman and I say, if we had to split up, who would he put in teams? One to go down to Labyrinth and one to do...
I don't much like the idea of splitting my team up to go down the Labyrinth, but if I had to, I'd say... And one to what to show off the goods. What's the second team doing?
So they could be there the next day in order to, show the cure.
Well, probably be best... splits... Becca, who would probably be best with both groups in the labyrinth on the one in a million chance that there's something to this Minotaur nonsense, and also able to administer the treatment. It's a hard one. Although I don't know about you folk, but I reckon these poor innocents just get shoved down into a pit and with the door closed and starved to death.
You don't think there's no Minotaur?
No, no, Cassandra, I must admit I do not think that there is a Minotaur underneath this this here ancient city.
Well, but I don't know. We've seen crazier things happen.
I guess, but you got to remember that this is based on Earth culture. These people were brought here by the Go'uld many thousands of years ago. And the bull and the Minotaur still exist as part of our mythos today. So I imagine it's just an extension of their beliefs they had at the time.
Mm. Point.
What if we could cure? What if we could cure all of the people that are afflicted before the sacrifice happens?
Well, if you listen to the healer, they said it'd be the next day that we'd have an opportunity to do that. I don't think that we'll be able to. Well, there ain't any touched in the town anyway. Otherwise, there'd be panic. So,
well, no, I'm saying bring him out from the forest.
We'd have to find one.
Hmm. I don't know. What are your thoughts on the girl? I'm a little worried.
We gotta save her, but that probably means busting ass into the temple tomorrow and stopping them putting her down there, or failing that, going down there ourselves and getting her out of there.
All right.
He hefts, pulls a Velcro pouch on his vest and pulls out a stick of C4, and he's just like, there might be only one entrance into the labyrinth, but I'm pretty sure if we were down there, we could make an exit.
All right.
Mm. Well, didn't the healer say that people... There was the day after the festival where people would be more...
Receptive. They take their babies that were born in the previous year into the center of the town, and they basically announce them to the town. So, like, this is Divinus.
Yep.
Born of the second sun, like second moon of family Augustus.
Alrighty. So what I'm thinking is
that you can go, this is aplomb, curer of your disease.
So, yeah. What I'm thinking is tomorrow's going to happen, and I think that two or more of us need to infiltrate, but maybe the other causes a distraction or something, if that may need be. And we go rescue the girl and get her out and put her into hiding, and hopefully we can regroup before the next day, and then we can present our cure.
Will we be accepted the next day?
Well, if they don't know anything about it, be discreet, I suppose.
With that C4.
Could we get, instead of making an exit with that C4, could we make an entrance?
I don't much like the idea of upsetting the festival. We might
But the balls make a lot of sound, right? It could be timed perfectly.
Maybe. I'm just a bit worried that if we do that, it might be perceived as a bit of a hostile act.
Mm. Mm. Yep. On a temple, for sure.
On a temple. As people from another world, we probably shouldn't be blowing up the outside of the temple.
We also don't know how far down it goes or how wide it goes. So
this is true.
If it's further away, we might be fine. So I think we're just going to have to play it by ear, unfortunately, and wait for tomorrow.
So are you going to find a touched, or are we going to just go into this tomorrow? What's the plan?
I just went through the play. Are you not listening?
Not really. Go again. What's the thing?
Basically, that we might have to split into a team of two or three, and someone stays behind while everyone else infiltrates with the girl.
Yeah, to but get her that, out. So that's why I asked, because I did listen to all of that. But how are you getting attached? Is that still part of the plan? Is what Lachman asked. That's two separate things. Yes, rescuing the girl plan. I'm all over that.
Okay.
But are you or are you not trying to go and get a touch?
I think that we're probably going to have to go get one and keep it aside for the next day.
Mm. Cool.
We need proof.
Or whoever's behind can go get. Well, going by yourself's not really a good idea. But yeah.
So what's the plan?
Reckon we go get one now.
Where from?
The forest.
Hoping there's one in there. Takes about 3 hours to get back to the gate.
Could we go back to the healer? Maybe the healer would know where to find one.
How do we infect one? A person?
I don't know. He doesn't know. You don't know.
Go back to the healer.
You imagine it's a virus, airborne, or a bacterial thing. You're not sure.
Well, as soon as you get touched. Which is
so it's probably a virus.
So why don't we just,
because you need to have someone infected.
Yeah, good point.
If everyone's cured, they're not going to pass.
We shouldn't have cured that guy. Damn it.
Well, we don't really have... How many hours are left in...
Well, today you've got the whole evening and afternoon.
Let's go into the forest.
All right, so you go out into the forest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get... Who's your best survivalist?
One in survival.
I'm going to roll Destiny.
It's probably me. Oh, man.
That was a one.
Oh, damn.
Okay, can I get a survival check from the group? So this is a group-assisted check. So every person beyond the first can add a dice to the assist. Okay. So
I'm not first.
Who's the primary roller? First.
Probably me.
Yep.
What do you roll? Yep. How many dice have you got? Seven. Yep. Who's the second best with survival?
Five.
Five.
Yep. Is Lachman...
So, Lachman and Nick both add one dice to Becca.
Yep.
So, you get seven dice to roll the assist, and then Cassandra rolls the check.
Yep.
So, I start?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So, you roll the assist.
Two, three.
Three successes, which adds neither positives nor negatives to the check.
That's fine.
And then Cassandra rolls survival. Challenge level is going to be three.
I'm using a destiny.
Yeah.
Three successes. After 7 hours, the whole rest of the day until it's time to go back and go to bed, you scour the woods. You have some stumbles, some trips. There's danger. There's some bad terrain. And eventually you return exhausted and empty-handed.
Yeah.
Finding zero evidence of any touched out there.
Damn.
That's fine. Well, then we'll return.
But you managed to get back unscathed and unlost thanks to your role.
Yep.
Hooray!
All right. Hooray. You go to bed, I'm guessing.
We go back to Tupelo?
Mm-hmm.
Tupelo's place?
Mm-hmm.
Palace, yep. Whatever. I'm going to ask him before we go to bed if he has seen any sightings of the touched.
Challenge level 3, Tupelo.
No, I'm afraid I have not.
Oh, that's all right.
As I said, they are rare, and when they come into town... The fervous religious ones have been foisting them away from here. Or they're treated, depending on the beliefs of their family.
Yeah, right. All right, no worries. Mm. We'll go to bed.
Mm. Cool.
Maybe that guy's family, the guy that was infected that we cured, maybe he has a family that was...
He did say he had one, yeah.
He's gone.
He's still staying at Tupelo's.
Is he?
Yeah. He has nowhere else to go on. Tuplo's offered him a room for a few days.
Do you want to go ask him?
Yeah, should we go cool. chat to him?
You ask him. Ask him about his family.
Yeah, or do you know anyone that was infected by you or infected you?
How do you say this curse is passed on?
I believe it's airborne.
Yeah.
Through the breath.
Yeah, or sneezing.
Or touch.
Or touch, yeah.
I spend time with my family before they cast me out, and they too refuse your medicines.
I think you may have found our lead, Becca.
Maybe they're ill as well.
Perhaps.
Can you tell us where they're located?
He gives you their location, and Nick can mark it on his map and head there with ease.
Yep.
Cool.
We're going to bed.
So it's the next day. Oh, you are not going to bed?
Do you want to go there first, or do you want to go
what
there
after?
What
time does the festival start?
Mm. All day.
When's the sacrifice?
When the terminus equator line, when the darkness comes across. So it's the very end of the day.
Mm. Right. And how long will this trek take?
In through town, like half an hour. Like it's in the city.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And no, it's like now? It's quite late. People will be asleep right now.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Let's sleep. Sorry.
Good morning. There you go. It's morning now. That's the morning sun.
Don't get my fruit.
You wake up, you get your fruit platter. There's drums echoing all through the town. Drums, music, the sound of crowds already, and it's already the morning. People trying to get up early. The men who serve you, they open and they're adorned with like some body paint that they didn't usually have. There's like a brooch of the bull on their subligar, mm-hmm. that kind of like harness stuff. And they bring you your fruit.
Yay!
There is a little bull, like a silverware with a bull on it, and it's a glass of milk or a tankard of milk, which you didn't have yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Correct.
Very cow themed today.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
I'm going to pocket my food again. Cool. My own food.
Bag the aplums.
Yeah. Yes. Enjoy my fruit platter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Drink my milk.
Cool.
Does it taste like normal milk?
Yeah, it tastes like milk.
It tastes like full.
Oh, actually. Yeah, what time? It tastes like unhomogenized, unpasteurized milk. I don't know what that tastes like. I've never had it. But it's basically like fresh from the cow milk that people drink. It might be somewhat treated. I don't know what they used to do, but I'm not an expert.
I think boil or something.
Yeah, it's probably moderately treated, but definitely not chemically or done like treated in the way we treat it. So it's thicker, creamier, has a nice skin on the top of it.
Mm.
Nice fatty little bit of in your moustache. cool.
Great.
Lockman's like, all right, we heading up.
Yeah, let's go to this house and go meet some people.
All right. Ooh,
do I need to roll?
No, you can. You are competent, so I won't make you roll.
Let me lead the way, my friends.
Nick leads you through the house to through the town to the temple district. As you get closer, you note a few particulars. I'll just get my doozy woozy up.
Your doozy woozy.
My doozy woozy. okay, you go past the Great Temple of the Bull. You notice that there are people that were wearing bull heads is now quite common. You're seeing amongst the most fervently religious people, they're wearing the visage of a bull. Not necessarily like a literal bull's head, but they have like some of them. Yeah. You do spot one or two that are wearing a bull's head. Like a headdress as a bull.
That's amazing.
With the horns and everything.
Is there anywhere selling one of those?
not that you can see.
Okay,
all right. And you head on past that, and the house is in the district of the devout, and you arrive at a fairly moderately sized house. It's not whatever, and yeah.
Does anyone care to lead? This is the place.
Yeah, I'll knock on the door.
Cool. You knock on the door. After a short while, there is a frustrated answer. The door pulls open. What is it? Oh, you, Outlander.
Oh, it's a guy?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, sir. I was just wondering, you may have been in contact with someone who was infected, and we've just come to check that you're okay.
infected. That is your word for the curse, isn't it? And he spits on the ground and then he's like, our cursed son is dead to us.
Where is he, your cursed son?
We cast him out.
That was the context cue, okay. The
guy you already
met. Can I look at him visually? Is he like sweating? Is he growing his hair?
No.
No?
In fact, in his hand is a fat, juicy aplomb with a bite taken out of it.
Interesting. I say to him, so I take
it. Destiny roll. 11, that's not too bad.
I take it you're not preparing to run with the bulls. You're a...
Of course I am, but we have family business that we need to attend to.
Your son mentioned,
I have no son.
Who is the guy again?
His son.
Your ex-son mentioned that, he was on a diet of mostly meats and not very much fruit, and I kind of eye off the apom that's in his hand.
Make a persuasion check to even get this guy to mention anything to you. Okay. Challenge level 3.
Oh, no.
Two successes.
Do you do it? Do you do it or don't you?
Can I assist or something?
What would you like to assist with? What skill feels appropriate and how? You meant to do it before, but you knew. I'm not going to stick. Don't care. It's fine. I was just saying that so people wouldn't tell me I didn't know the rules.
Would you like to assist?
Yep.
Okay, so that's two successes for me then.
What skill do you feel that you could use to help Cassandra persuade this guy that he should listen?
Remember, you're a medical profession.
Am I supposed to know something?
No.
You can pick. So with assists, you can pick a skill. Okay. So here's an example. I would like to swing across a ravine. Can I use my gymnastics vocation as a assist by using my gymnastic flipping and bouncing skills to help me with my acrobatics check? Sure, that is appropriate. Or no, that wouldn't work. Okay. So yeah, you can be like, so what could you use on your skill sheet to help convince this dude?
Well, probably like persuasion or something, but...
So persuasions, usually we don't use the same, we did before, but usually we don't use the same skill that is being used. So persuasions used, it's like, so an example could be like deception if you were lying about stuff to try and help convince, or you could use your gun to convince, you know, like there's a bunch of different.
Yep.
Right. What were we doing again? We were trying to get him to like talk about his...
About his family's diet.
Right. Infiltration, maybe?
Infiltration's used to make you seem like you should belong.
You can also use your vocations as an assistant.
Yeah, of course. You can use your medical stuff if you wanted to come at it from that angle. You could use, like, athletics to be, like, grow up big and strong. I don't know. There's a million ways to come at it.
Could I like diagnose him or something?
You could use, you can use diagnosis. Infiltrate his pantry.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you're going to use your medical knowledge to help convince him to like talk. All right. Yep. So you roll your 6 dice.
Okay.
And you subtract 2 successes from Jen's roll.
He hates me then.
And he slams the door in your face.
Yeah. No worries. Okay, okay.
I tried.
You're like, in my medical opinion, and he's just like, tell me not of your like false ways, and shuts the door in their face.
Damn.
Are there any windows around this house?
Mm-hmm. You can hear there's bustling in the house.
I want to do a sneaky sneak.
Okay. What's the sneaky sneak?
I want to sneak up to a window and see how many people are in the house. Heck yeah.
Challenge level 2.
I believe in you.
Yay. 2 successes.
Oh, thank goodness.
So that's a failure. In a tie, Perceiver wins against stealth checks.
Okay.
So you get to the window, and like as you get there, the dad's like draws the curtains shut.
Well, I mean,
How long are you going to wait here?
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably go to the festival, but I don't know if it's worth wasting our time.
Yeah.
They seem like they're ready to leave pretty soon.
But they probably won't leave while we're
They probably will because they're trying to get to the festival.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they very furiously want to be at the festival.
I'm going to wait out the front, but around the corner until they leave. And then when they leave, follow them.
All right, so you wait around the corner of like the back of the house.
Yeah.
When you're around the back of the house, you hear some shouting from inside and you briefly hear this girl's voice saying that she doesn't want to go to the festival and she refuses to leave her room. The dad argues for a bit and then eventually says, fine, reject the gifts of the gods, and then like storms off. And the mum and like two more girls go to the festival.
Fantastic.
Leaving one behind.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him time to skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back and knock on the door.
There's no reply.
I open the door. Is it locked?
I don't know. Probably locked. I don't know how locks work back in the day. Okay. But yeah.
Can I go back around to the side where her room is?
Yep.
Is there a window?
Yep.
Knock on the window.
There's no wind. There's just an opening with a curtain in front of it.
Hi!
You can pull the curtain open if you want.
I'm not going to pull the curtain open, but I'm going to get close and say...
A 3 on the destiny roll.
Gosh dang
it. There's no response to whatever it is you were going to say.
I'll say, hi, my name's Cassandra.
No response.
I'm going to open the curtain.
Okay, you pull open the curtain. There is a girl laying in bed. She's shivering and covered in cold sweats.
I tell you immediately.
Oh, my God.
On the bedside table, there is a breakfast plate of fruit with everything eaten except the aplomb, which sits untouched.
Is this a wind? Like, are we able to crawl through this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I try talking to her?
Yes, you can.
Do I have to roll anything? Or?
We talk and then we determine if you need to.
Hello there. Am I, like, still outside? Like,
You're just outside the window.
Yelling at a window, okay. Mm-hmm. I see that you're unwell. Do you need medical attention? We can help you.
Okay, make a persuasion check, challenge level 2.
Yeah.
Ooh, 3 successes. A soft voice says, Are you from a faraway place?
Yes, we're from Earth.
Some people believe that you can heal us. But yes. My family says you cannot.
Yes, we can heal you, but come down and we can talk.
She weakly comes over to the window.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How far in her stage of development is she?
Early development.
Okay, great. She's
probably got a few hours before she goes full caveman.
Okie dokie. So, I guess we have our test subject, right? Yeah. I'll say, darling, you don't seem very fond of that aplomb. I can't even say the word of it. The aplomb food, do you?
She's like, I hate them. They make my tongue feel funny.
Yeah, right. I mean, fair enough.
I've heard that a few times now.
Look, this is kind of hard for us to ask of you, but I mean, clearly you're not well, right? You don't feel very good.
Yes.
Right. Well, I don't know how much your parents have told you, but we really desperately need your help.
I won't leave. I don't want to spread the curse.
Oh, that's very nice of you, darling, to keep safe and, you know, nice and hygienic. But, see, that fruit, that can cure you, but we need to kind of prove to everyone that that's the case.
11 on the destiny roll. While you're talking, she seems rather committal, and you hear some jostling around. Nick, you notice that Lockman is getting one of his weapons from the back of his bag and setting it up. A weapon that none of you guys have with you, but you recognize it while the girls are talking. And he loads in around and then like lifts it up and aims at the girl.
Major, what are you doing?
You recognize that it's a tranquilizer gun. Do you stop him or do you just let him do it?
I'll let him.
And they just hear
I'm going to keep talking.
And this dart just goes straight into the girl.
What?
Over her shoulder. And then she just like goes woozy and collapses backward. And he just goes, I'm sorry, I'm sick of talking. And these non-believers ain't very committal. So just grab the damn girl and let's go.
I'm impressed.
Yes, sir.
I climb through the window and go grab
drag
her.
The unconscious girl out of the room. It's for her own good. Look, I ain't usually about doing this, but she's going to die if we don't help her. We'll get cast out in the wilderness.
Yeah, I agree. What's the best way to do this, though? Do we do it now?
Well, no, keep to the plan.
Yeah. So where do we put her?
We'll keep Tuplo or the healers to keep her separate until the day after the festival.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, should we give her like a mask or something so she doesn't...
Everyone should be immune. Or? No, most people should be immune. It's only the people that are rejecting the thing. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
In her timeline, how long does she have until
like six hours before she goes back?
Okay, so she might need to be bound.
Yeah. They'll sort all that out.
Okay, cool.
You guys sort all that out. It's inconsequential. Great. You have a test subject.
Yeah, person. Woo! Awesome. Okay. Festival.
Okay. You head to the festival. I'm like, that needs to end because we're going to spend the whole remainder of our session trying to get this girl.
Yeah.
All right. You head to the festival. There's whooping and a fever pitch of excitement around the place. The crowd is dense in the streets and immediately in front of the temple. As you approach and push through, you see what's going on. There is a crazy amount of attention and it's only because of your SG uniforms that you're able to even get through the crowd. Otherwise, people are just stopped like bustling to the front. But people kind of make way a little bit for you. You find a young bull goaded into anger. There is a crowd surrounding the ring that you saw yesterday, and there is a girl who is athletic with short cut hair. She seems to be about 14 or so, maybe 14 to 16, a bit unclear. She stands panting and determined. The bull is goaded by two people wearing bull helms on the edge of the rings, prodding it. It charges directly at her, horns down. She vaults, jumping over the beast and trailing a scarlet paint from her hands down its back. The bull rushes to the other side. She lands on the ground and the crowd erupts in an explosive cheer. They're like clapping and cheering. She climbs onto the fence, raises her hands, bows a little bit, and then steps over and walks up the temple stairs.
Is the temple open?
Yes.
Like doors are open.
Should we follow her? That might be the priest's daughter or something.
Is people watching her leave?
Yeah. But there's new young people going into the ring to do similar feats. Yeah.
Okay. I reckon maybe, we'll give it a try. Let's just follow her.
Cool. So you follow up the steps of the temple. And in the temple, there are a lot of priests that are paying a lot of attention to this girl. Make a perception check. Anyone? Challenge level 3. Oh, challenge level 2. This one's easy. Okay. 3 successes. You spot that there is one particular priest who is wearing more decorative garbs, more blah, blah, blah. And you expect him to be the high priest, Pinaruti. And he is talking to the girl directly, who is being adorned in paints and special uniform.
Okay.
So special cloths and stuff like that.
And we can see all of this?
You can see all of that.
Cool.
You're kind of at the entrance to the temple where the pillars are, but you can see over people at what's going on.
Okay. I'm just going to keep watching until someone will say something to us.
No one says anything, provided you stay outside the temple.
Quite happy for us to watch. Okay.
Yeah, cool. There's heaps of people watching. But you're still definitely kept sort of a little bit on the outside.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Should we talk to the high priest?
Give it a shot.
As you approach, a temple guard puts their weapon out to stop you entering the temple proper. What business do you have? They say, awaiting a response.
We were just hoping we could have a chat to the high priest. if he's available. We know he's been meditating for a couple of days, and we have something rather important to talk to him about. I know he's probably not very keen to talk to us, but, you know, we'd appreciate at least a hearing.
Pinaruti the bull is incredibly busy today.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay.
Why should I let you off-worlders in?
This isn't going to go well. Bye. That's a four.
Two successes versus two. So you need to beat
three.
It. Oh, you got three?
Three, yeah.
He says, I have been told to give those from Earth more freedom than those of our people. Go, he may wish to speak with you. I do not know the will of the gods, but that you are here on this festival day suggests their hand in this. And he lets you pass.
Great.
You head in?
We go up to him and let him finish whatever he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. You find a patch of time.
Great. Mr. Pinaruti?
You insidious influencers. What can I do for you?
We just wanted to have a quick conversation with you. Look, I understand what you're doing, and that's all fine and good. But look, there are people getting hurt, and we think we may have potentially found a cure. That's all natural. Comes from your planet.
A cure for what?
Well, the touched ones, right?
That is a curse, and one cannot cure a curse.
How can you be so sure?
Because it is the will of the gods, and the faith of the faith of the true believers is unshakable.
The cure has come from the gods in the form of the Aplum.
Nothing from the gods can come from the ungodly such as you. And why do you mention the fruit of the Aplum?
Well, it is. It's not from Earth.
I will not have this talk now. Not on the night of the greatest festival of our year. We must stave off the curse through the ritual.
If you don't mind me asking, sir, why is it your daughter that you're picking out of all these people here?
She is the most devout and the most ready for the challenge ahead of her.
Challenge? Does she mean to face the Minotaur or to perish?
She will face the Minotaur, and she will die, as all before her have. But she will face it honorably.
You're right. Does she do that by herself?
Of course. That is the way of things.
While we're talking, I want to get a good layout of this room. Mm. Where does it look like there's doors beyond or?
Big open temple.
Okay, so where does she go?
There's a single door and stairs leading down in the middle of the room.
Okay. Cool.
Is that all you wish to quiz me on?
Yeah, look, unless anyone else has anything else to say, I think it's probably best that we let you get back to what you've been doing.
Don't you want to save your daughter?
There is no greater salvation for my daughter than to honorably die for the gods. Her soul will be rewarded in the afterlife in a way that many wish.
Okay.
Cool.
Are we welcome down there?
Down where? To Labyrinth?
As sacrificial.
You would be as poison in our god's mouth.
Okay.
What if we could prove to you that it works?
I'm not interested in this right now. I must attend the festival. He's unflappable.
That's fine.
Okay. And he storms off.
Yeah. All right.
And a soft hand about 2 or 3 minutes later, while you're ambling around, grabs your shoulder and pulls you a little bit. And a temple priest is standing there and gestures to talk to him outside.
Yeah, I'll hear him out.
And he pulls you aside and then he says, I am Mijararos. It is a pleasure to see you here. I overheard your conversation with the bull. I do not believe the girl should be sacrificed tonight. I do not believe as fervently as I once did. With the cure you brought, will you help the girl?
Yeah, absolutely. That's our whole intent. We just don't really know how to go about it, to be honest.
There is a secret entrance to the labyrinth.
Tell me more.
I can show you at nightfall when the festival is at full bloom and Andy heads down there.
Can I get a sense of how legit this guy is?
Make a perception check. Challenge level 3.
Yeah. Oh, I'll spend my last destiny. Let's do it.
Okay. He seems to be earnest.
Okay, great. Cool. Yeah, no worries. Sounds good.
Cool.
He says, I will be waiting at the foot of the temple by the delicious aplomb and beef shish kebab stand.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
If you meet me there, I will take you to the secret entrance.
No worries. I will go down there and wait until that time.
Yeah,
cool. Do you enjoy the day's festivals or you nervously await the day's festivals, whichever it is, but there's a lot of sights and things. Make a destiny roll.
I want to find...
Your bull hat?
Yeah, the bull head.
No. A 4. Oh. The only bull heads you find are on priests and you don't seem to find any for sale. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It is
what maybe it is. By the end of the day someone will discard this and you can take it.
All right, night falls after some time and you meet Mijararos at that location. And they, at the top of the temple, there, like, it's a crescendo. There's a huge crowd at the top and you can hear chanting, but you can't really see what's going on. You see, like, torchlight coming from the top of the temple and lots of chanting and shouting and whooping and all that, but you're, like, off to the side with a torch running around to the side of this thing. And he leads you into a small guardhouse, and there is a stone entrance that is very unassuming, but he says it will lead you into the labyrinth.
Great. Has she already descended in?
That's what's happening up the top, is okay. The ritual of her going in.
Let's go in.
Let's go.
Happy to enter the labyrinth?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll turn on my little torch.
Again. Yeah, you climb into the labyrinth, and he closes the door behind you. Ooh.
That's fine. We got our explosive. We'll be right.
All right, the door shuts behind you.
Great.
And you head into the labyrinth. Mm-hmm. It is a cold, dark, and horrible place. Yep. It's wet, miserable. As you attempt to navigate it, you travel down winding paths, you find a few dead ends, and eventually you find a sheer wall that bars your path with loose handholds, and you need to pass a grip check to climb over the top.
What's the...
Unless you can come up with a clever way to make it easier for yourselves...
Who's got the best grip?
I got 4.
I think we're all the same. Is Lachman making the check as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Got any bright ideas, guys?
Some kind of rope would probably be ideal.
Oh, we all got rope in our packs.
Yeah.
But someone's going to have to make it up the top first to fasten it. That'll make it easier for the rest of you.
Mm-hmm. Could someone throw it? Or something?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no, it wouldn't hook on to anything. Yeah. You need to like go up there and hold
it. What's the challenge level? How hard does this look? Sorry.
It's pretty hard. Yeah. It's challenge level 3.
Oh, damn it. I'm out of destiny.
I'll take the lead.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, so this is a reflexive check. Failing is dangerous, but you will succeed no matter what. So challenge level 3. The failure means injury. Two successes. One success. Oh,
that's very lame.
You keeping one success?
Well, destiny will...
We'll make it 2 successes.
Yeah.
But so less of an injury.
So less of an injury, yeah.
I'm already injured. I'll use
a destiny. Your injury is healed. You've spent... you've slept 2 nights. So a level 1 injury is scuffs and bruises and stuff, so that'll be healed. Yep.
All right, cool.
Did you factor that into your dice roll?
No.
Okay. Good accident. Cool. So you're going to use a destiny?
I will.
Okay, so you take a level 1 injury. And you basically scrape your hands and knees and you have a few stumbles and a few rocks fall out. But eventually you get to the top and fasten a rope, which makes the rest of the challenge. The climb is a challenge level 1 climb.
Okay.
Lachman sucks at climbing. He has no skill, but he still succeeds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that still grip? Or
it's grip. Whatever it was? Yep. Okay. Yep. 1 success.
Great.
You continue to weave your way through the labyrinth. Finding the floor has fallen away beneath you.
Uh-oh.
But there are small pillars that you can jump across to get to the other side. It's an acrobatics check to balance and jump on small platforms. What?
How difficult?
Challenge level 2.
Okay, I'm happy to jump through. And then to make it easier, can I want to, again, fasten a rope from one side to the other so, like, that you could,
like, steady you have to yourself. Jump, but at okay. least, yep. Yeah. I'll allow it.
Cool. Oh, no.
Wow, 4 ones and a 2. That's one success.
Yeah, not only destiny, so I take it.
So you take injury level 1.
Yep.
Yep. So you take some scuff. So you basically make it all the way across, jumping the last distance, but some of the rock crumbles away behind your feet and you like do that thing where you jump and slam chest first into the rock and you take a nasty set of bruises across the chest, but you clamber up.
Not as skilled
then you
as
make
I
it
was.
A challenge level 1 for everyone else. Lockman succeeds.
Oh, Lockman should bloody. Okay. So athletics.
Yep, okay.
Ricky great. Says, love it. Oh, classic, it. Weirdly, well, classic weird obstacle course like TV scene. It's a classic staple from these 90s TV
and,
shows.
And the floor is just a flat grey.
Yeah, it's
sheet.
Just a, like
there's
a
no
mat.
Rock or anything.
All right, so we all make it through. At this point, you hear the whooping sounds of someone, like the sound becomes suddenly louder in the labyrinth as you hear a stone slab moved, and then shortly after the stone slab closes, and you know that Andy has probably entered the labyrinth. And in response to that, well, that was unexpected.
Yeah. Could jeez. We? Can we pick what that's? Was that like an animal kind of sound?
Yes, or? It was bestial.
Yeah, cool.
Damn, that girl's got some pipes on her.
I'm gonna ready my handgun.
Okay,
just have it.
Yeah,
cool. You push on a little bit further until the rock descends and is fully submerged in water. You can see the path on the other side, but it becomes so deep that you have to swim.
Damn it. Is Lachman any good at swimming?
He's like, he's like, I am, in fact. Lachman is a talented swimmer.
How difficult?
But he says, he's like, this looks like an easy swim. It's just 100 meters straight over there.
Yeah.
But right. You are in packs and full gear, which will mean it's more dangerous because if you run out of energy, you sink. Mm. And he says, I'll go last because I'm pretty confident I'll make it across and I can grab any stragglers.
Yep.
Okay. So he's going to... And you happy. All have to make this check. It's challenge level 2 swim check and you all have to make it.
If I take...
Now, who have you got no swim?
I've got swim.
You've
I've got
a skill point?
I've got a skill point, yeah.
Alicia, do you have a skill point in swim?
No.
Jeremy, do you have a skill point in swim?
I got 4 dice, yeah.
Okay. But do you have a...
No.
So if you don't have a skill point in swim and you fail the check, you're immediately drowning.
Okay. So I'll go first.
Okay.
Because I have one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
challenge level 2.
I was going to say, if I take off gear, does that make it easier for me?
You need your gear.
Okay.
One success. One. So you're not immediately drowning. You're just struggling. And you get to the other side taking a level 1 injury. As you cough, splutter, exhausted, got water in your lungs, etc. Who's next?
We're all going to die.
Whoa. 3 successes. So Nick, the special forces soldier, swims across as if it's not a challenge at all.
You overtake me as I'm just like doggy paddling.
So what do I need? 2?
2.
Okay. I've only got 3 dice.
1 success. Lockman. 3 success, 4 successes.
Oh boy.
So you take a level 1. Actually, okay. You don't take an injury because you are the one that Lockman has to rescue. So effectively, Cassandra pushes through and takes the injury because she can get there on her own thing. You like sink and you can't swim and he has to come and pull you up out of the water and using his strength gets you to the other side.
All the vials are just weighing me down.
Yeah, so much med pack. And you get to the other side. All right.
Great.
And then... You arrive on the other side and you burst into a chamber and you see a approximate teenage girl in front of you. She's holding a spear and she glares at you. You, what are you doing in here?
We came to get you out, darling.
We've come to rescue you.
I am here by will. I will face the Minotaur and stave off the curse.
Yeah, about that. So, I don't really know how to explain this, but, I mean, if there is a Minotaur down here, I kind of want to see it. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah.
You must understand, I have to beat this. I have to defeat it for everyone's sake.
Otherwise what?
If I slay the Minotaur, the curse is broken forever. If it claims my life, it is staved off for another year. But, so the scripture says.
But you know, I mean, no one's killed it, right? That's why it's still here.
But I'm better than no one.
Yeah, okay.
But we have the cure. Oh my god.
Mm. Where did that come from?
Very close.
All right, I mean, if she wants to...
Yeah. You want to support her? Let's do this.
And you see a massive beast step into the room. It is huge and monstrous. Make a perception check, everybody.
Got one.
One success. No successes.
You look in the wrong direction. Three
successes. So the two of you see a Minotaur step into the room. Becca has the wherewithal to realize that the bull's visage from the shoulders up, the bull head on the man body, although it's a very dark, muscular, huge, like tall, bulky man, the bull head is actually made of steel.
Okay.
So it's like the visage of a bull. And it steps out.
The offering should be one. There are four.
It screeches at you.
That's a scary looking Minotaur. Mm. I've seen one.
And it sweeps into fighting.
Great.
Combat! It charges. You may shoot it, you may fight it with your full combat rolls. Remember to take your injury penalties into consideration. It rolls a grand total of 9 dice.
Oh boy.
It gets 3 successes. It charged. It actually has an extra dice. It gets 3 successes still. So if you're going to put this thing down, it's going to be this turn because I rolled terribly.
Pretty gross.
Andy is going to... Also, you all fight. It can fight 4 of you at once. So... I'm going to give Andy the flank. Okay. It comes at the adults, not the teenage girl. Right. So
yep.
Okay. Andy's going to get a flanking bonus. Andy has 7 dice, so Andy gets 9 dice. Cool. The rest of you get to make combat rolls.
So who goes first? Yeah,
can I shoot it with a rifle?
Or is yeah, you can shoot it. Andy gets 4 successes. Mm-hmm. That's a level 1 injury. She charges and spears the beast.
I'm going to get my sniper.
It shrugs it off with its... Yeah. It's probably too short range and too dark for your sniper. Okay, yeah. You're like from here to the door of
town. Oh, is that how close it is?
Yeah, he just charged into a small room. Sorry, yeah,
my bad.
But you can use your machine gun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll just aim for just the general. Yeah,
cool.
Do as much damage as possible.
Get in there. 3 successes. You do not. Your bullets ping. It doesn't dodge. Bullets just sink into its foot. Just, but it doesn't seem to care. Bullets ping off its metal head, and you suddenly realize its head is metal. The two of you make combat rolls. Sorry. Lockman.
Okay.
Did you remember your gun bonus? You get 3 extra dice for your gun.
I rolled 7.
Plus 3 for your gun. Oh, yeah. Your machine guns all give you 3 extra dice. Roll extra 3.
Extra 3 there.
You get 2 successes. You get a level 2 injury on this thing, which it shrugs off with its strength. Bullets Lockman? Sink into its flesh. Lockman, you guys go first while I gather dice.
Okay, I'm using my handgun, which is 7 minus 2 because of my injury. 2.
It's 3. Plus, it's 3. Plus 2 from the gun too. We'll call it 3 still. Your shots ping off the head. Yep. Becca?
Can I use rifles?
Yeah.
There?
Okay. So you get 10 dice minus your injuries, which you...
I don't have how many. That was from last time. Yeah.
Cool. So 10 dice.
10 dice. All right. Shortly.
6 successes. Well done.
bullets rip into this beast as you get a level 3 injury. Would you like to injure it or knock it prone? They're your choices.
God.
You might have to explain the benefits and pros and cons.
Tripping it makes it get less dice next round. Injuring it gives it permanent negatives to its dice. And gets you closer to killing it. But the effect of the stagger, the drop to the ground, is greater for a single round, which may allow everyone to do more damage next round.
Right.
So you can either get some damage in now or gamble on everyone getting damage in next round. Yep.
Is there like a right answer?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a choice.
I'll do the second one.
So gamble.
Yeah.
So you stagger it. So you shoot at its legs. It drops prone to the ground. And then we go quickly into the next round of combat. So we all fight again. You all get your full dice, minus your injuries with your guns. But this guy gets 4 less dice. So he only gets 5 dice. No successes.
Good job.
Oh my god. This is me. Whenever I roll my epic bosses, I roll nothing. When I roll a mook in the forest, it's all successes. Yeah. All right. So no successes. Andy has 9 dice because she's still flanking. It's used to strength. Andy just gets 4 successes.
Yep.
That's a level 4, just stabs, plunges the spear into this thing's back.
You cannot defeat Pactor!
And what are you guys doing?
Shoot it.
Empty your rounds. Go, go, go.
1, 2, 2
successes, level 2 injury. Just damaging it.
Yeah.
You go. So I've got 10 dice again.
Yep.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 5. Yep, 5.
Level 5?
Yep.
That's a fatal injury.
Woo.
So you just continue. You roll as well. Oh, so you're just emptying. It's the scene from RoboCop.
Oh, that's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes.
Good job.
Okay.
Shmeet's dead.
And Lockman. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 successes against none. So he drops to one knee, and while he screams, Andy pins it to the ground with a spear straight through the chest. And then the four of you, like the scene from RoboCop, just empty a full magazine from your MP5 just directly into this thing, and it is littered at point blank range with 129mm rounds. And it just slumps wrecked onto the ground. And as it does, its helmet, its metal visage of a bull, goes and folds around to its neck. And you see the face of an Unas, which is the first ones or the first Goa'uld fall to the ground. You massacred my boss. that's fine. It reveals that is the case. Lockman says, "Listen here, kid. listen, kid. That's a goa'uld. That ain't no god." And then kicks it. And her eyes are wide, seemingly the visage of the bull disappearing, and the fact that you just slayed it like you slaughtered it. She seems like she realizes, like, she in a moment, her mystical nature of it is just gone. She feels that it isn't a god. And then you leave the temple to shocked triumph as she rather disgustingly pulls the heart from the beast, this oversized heart out. Lockman, as you walk away, pulls out his service pistol, aims it at the back of the neck on this thing, and just empties his Beretta into the thing's neck. And he's like, "I want to make sure that damn worm's dead." And then, takes the heart up. And the people are raucously celebrating, shouting that the curse is gone forever. We've slain the Minotaur, and the curse is gone. What are you guys doing?
Did we go out with her?
You go out with her, because when she comes to the thing and shouts it's defeated, and they pull the hatch open, and you're coming, and they're so shocked they seem to ignore the fact that you're there. Like, they don't care that you were there with her. Yeah. Because she's got the heart. It's foretold. The Minotaur is slain.
But we still need to make sure they eat the
Yeah, otherwise it will come back. Yeah. Can we pull her aside while she's...
After, yeah. No, not initially. There's a lot of flower wreaths.
We need to have a quick conversation.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Afterwards, yeah.
Cool. For time's sake, we basically just tell her that there's a fruit. This kind of all plays really well into what you need to do. Just make sure everyone eats this fruit and it doesn't get contaminated and it won't come back.
So, yeah, basically the following day at the temple festival, you proceed with the plan. You show everyone the eating of the fruit.
We take the girl.
And she's being cured. And what kind of happens is this magical combination of things where you manage to get into the people who are going to use the information, the fact that they can eat the aplomb, and if they make sure that the crops are solid and this is part of the diet, they will never have to worry about the curse again. But at the same time, the heavily religious people who are resistant to that information now just believe that the Minotaur is dead, so the curse is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's effectively the two prong of like they aren't fighting it because they're just now being taught that like they just need to eat more aplombs for their health. They'll just accept that side of it. Andy actually comes around and says that she will, as the slayer of the Minotaur, she'll push that and make sure. She even says that her celebratory drink that will be taken every month, there will be a feast every month to celebrate, and in her honor, her favorite drink, the aplomb special, will be the drink that you all drink at this festival.
Fantastic.
And is there any loose ends you want to tie up there? Are we happy to go to our conclusion?
I'm quite happy.
All right.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do I find a bullhead? Happy boy?
You know what? No, Destiny. Robert. And you bloody get a ball hat. In fact, you can have his. You can have the Minotaurs if you want. The Jafar steel helm.
Yes, please. I will take
you
that.
You take that. Yeah. Sick.
Gladly.
So you go back through the gate. An exasperated gate room crew appear to be on guard. The gate room is being cleaned up. There are signs of explosion and gunfire all throughout the gate room that you arrive back to. You seem shocked. Lockman's like, what the hell's going on here? There is a female guard standing there who is helping with the cleanup. There are shards of this golden, strange, looks like an Egyptian sarcophagus. There's shards of it all over the entrance. The female guard says, some gold got dug up and entranced all the men on the base. Shame. We could have used you. And she looks at Becca and Cassandra. To think she had to come through the base when a third of the women on the entire base who can use a gun were off-world. God, the bad luck. And then, yes, you find out that Hathor has just been through the base. A few days later, you have your official debriefing. Teal'c and Daniel are there. Daniel opens. After looking through your report, I'm astounded. The findings you've brought us further deepen our understanding of their culture. For years, we never knew the true significance of the bull leaping or the bull in Minoan culture, despite its prominent appearance in ancient frescoes and pottery. I further translated some of the writings found in the labyrinth. It seems that the Goa'uld's cultural influence extends into the earliest stages of Minoan culture, dating back to 3500 BC. The bull and the minotaur were a reference to the shamed Goa'uld entombed in labyrinths on Earths, and it seems other cultures as punishments for great transgressions. Teal'c finishes, indeed, the bullhead appears in many ancient stories passed down to the Jafar. The practice has long been abandoned, though. Daniel, we should be on guard. If Hathor could be discovered today, it's possible these ancient minotaurs may still be buried on Earth. Teal'c finishes. The Unas sleep could have kept them alive all this time. General Hammond. All right. That's about all the time we've got for today. Get geared up, SG4. Your next mission starts in an hour.
Oh, boy.
Yay. And there we go. That's the end of our little saga one shot.
Awesome.
That was cute.
All right, guys. I hope you had fun. That was really cool. Thank you to our patrons. You murdered that Minotaur.
So good.
I feel bad for him.
You slaughtered that Minotaur.
It was a gold. And you, the other version.
It was, and you know what? Thank you, Time Blink, for your patronage. That's Time Blink. We've said happy birthday, Blue Cat Pie, for the last month.
That's it. Dark Fox. Thank you. Yep,
Professor X.
Earth Angels Tarot.
Rin Aya.
Nick.
Tickle Duck.
And AJ Macy.
Thank you all, patrons.
Thank you.
Your amazing support. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you're enjoying Tabletop Time Roleplay channel, where you're just getting served roleplay. It's all happening. We're still coming up with all the stuff. We've got these sweet thumbnails. Thanks to Alicia.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to your first journey. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me. It was so much fun. Good.
I got killed really easily.
It was an Unus. It was an Unus Arnus. There was so many. Stargate fans will be like, yeah, that. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all so much. Jen's got to go, so we're going to wrap up pretty quick, smart. Next one shot is the special patron voted Halloween one shot. So look forward to that. We should find a way to time that to come out on Halloween. We may actually, this episode may not be out. We might do like Stargate episode 3 and then put the Halloween in, or we might put the Halloween.